Questions 13. Hairdressers, dressmakers, garage, and other services. At the post office. Telephone calls.
Model answers 13.
1. What services are available in your town?
In our town, there are big service centers where there are tailors' shops, shoemakers and barbers' shops, dry cleaners, watchmakers, photo shops, repair shops for computers, CD players, radios, TVs, and all household gadgets. 2. Are you happy with the standard of service?
The service there is usually good, but sometimes it leaves a lot to be desired, since they often fall behind with the orders. 3. What do these service shops offer?
At the photo shop, you can buy various things you may need for taking photos. You may have your photo taken, although this is quite rare today, since people have their own digital cameras, which they can connect to a computer and develop and print their own photos themselves. The watchmaker repairs or sets your watch if it is too slow or fast, and he also changes the battery if it runs down. The shoemaker does the shoe heels or soles, and patches or sews the upper leather of your shoes if they want repairing. 4. Why do you go to the dry cleaners?
I go to the dry cleaners if I want to have any stains removed, or if I want any of my clothes dyed from one color to another. 5. Are you a regular customer at the hairdressers or barbers?
A. I quite often go to the barbers where I have a haircut, shampoo, and shave. I also have my mustache and beard trimmed there.
B. I go to the hairdresser every other week and have my hair done according to the dictates of fashion. Every month I have it cut, and twice a year I have my hair permed. I never get my hair dyed, but sometimes I tint it myself at home.
6. Where do you go if you want to have a new suit made?
When we want to have a new suit made, a tailor or dressmaker is needed. 7. What are the advantages or disadvantages of having clothes made to measure or buying ready-made clothes?
Ready-to-wear suits often do not fit. The jacket may be a bit broad in the shoulders or long in the sleeves. The trousers may be too long and baggy, and you look like a scarecrow in them. But then, if you want to have a suit made, you have to go through all the bother of buying the length of cloth, the lining, the buttons and zip fasteners, have your measurements taken, and go to all the fittings. 8. What alterations does a badly fitting garment usually require?
If the clothes do not fit well, they must be taken in or let out, turned up or let down. When buttons have come off, they have to be sewn on, and when socks have a hole in them, they have to be darned. 9. Where do you take your car to get it serviced?
I take my car for its usual inspection to the local garage. 10. Who repairs your car?
The car mechanic gives my car a checkup and repairs any parts that don't work properly. 11. What is the service like there?
I like this garage because they are quick and reliable. 12. What services are provided by a post office?
At the post office, you can send faxes, telegrams, letters, parcels, or money. When we drop a letter into the post box or pillar box, we take it for granted that the postman will deliver it to the right place. You can also subscribe to newspapers and magazines at the post office, and the postman delivers them to you without delay. In most post offices, you may also use the internet or send emails. Hungarian post offices also provide a variety of international services for letters and parcels, including insured mail and EMS, express mail service. Items can be tracked online, allowing customers to monitor their post and check that it has been delivered. All post offices provide basic financial services too, for Visa and Master and Maestro cards. They also deal with American Express traveler's checks, Euro checks, and post office orders. Banking services include current and savings accounts, loans and investment funds, as well as life, car, property, and travel insurance policies. 13. What is the central post office like in your town?
The central post office in our town occupies a huge modern building. When you enter the main hall, you see a check-in counter, and you click on the type of service you want to use. The machine gives you a number, and when that number appears on any of the screens placed above the counters, it is your turn. 14. What services are the counters responsible for?
At the post office, there are a number of counters. The first is marked Parcel Post, which handles all parcels and packages. There are scales there where your parcel is weighed. You can post a parcel after filling in the parcel form. At the counter for the sale of stamps, you can buy stamps, coins, postcards, letter writing paper, and envelopes. At the money order counter, you can send money by money order or check. The poste restante window keeps mail until called for, while at the letters counter, you can send letters. There is also a savings bank section where you can keep a savings account or buy bonds. At the bank counter, you may pay your rent and your bills for gas, electricity, telephones, and other services. At every post office, there is a newspapers and magazines counter, which sells the latest issues of all the dailies, weeklies, monthlies, quarterlies, and annuals. 15. How can you send a parcel or a letter?
Packets and parcels can be sent by parcel post, or, if they are not too big, by letter post. Letter post is quicker. If a letter is urgent, you send it express and pay a bit more for the postage. 16. What does recorded delivery mean?
A letter can be registered or sent by recorded delivery, which means that the person who receives it must sign for it. 17. How do you send a letter airmail?
If you want to send a letter airmail, you don't necessarily have to hand it in at the counter. You simply write airmail, stick on the stamp, and drop it into a letterbox. 18. How do you address an envelope in Hungary?
In Hungary, we write the addressee's name on the right-hand side of the envelope in the middle. Right underneath it, we write the town, street, and house number. In the bottom right-hand corner, we write the postal code of the town or village the addressee lives in. The sender's name and address go in the left-hand corner of the envelope. 19. Is it different in England?
English people sometimes write the sender's address on the back, while the addressee's name and address go in the center of the envelope, having the house number and the street first, then the town and the postal code. 20. Do you have a phone?
I still have my home telephone, but I am now thinking about having it disconnected. I have a mobile phone, and through this, I can easily get in touch with the people I need to talk to, and others can easily reach me too. I think that the mobile phone is a marvelous invention. 21. Do you have an answer phone?
Both my landline and my mobile phone have an answer phone system, which, if I am not available, would automatically answer telephone calls and record any message left by the caller. 22. Are there any public telephone boxes in your town?
It is ages since I last used a public phone, but I think that there are still some telephone boxes retained in our town. Most people today use mobile phones, through which they can often speak charge-free if the speaking parties belong to the same service providers. 23. When do you dial the number?
According to the instructions on the telephone, You pick up the receiver and wait for the dialing tone. Then you insert a coin into the slot and begin dialing the number. 24. When do you dial the area code?
If you are calling a place in the same area, you just dial the number. But if it is in another area, you first dial the code for that area, and then, when you hear a sort of musical tone, you dial the particular number. For these long-distance calls, the charge is usually higher. 25. What do you do if the line is engaged?
A frequent high buzzing tone means the line is engaged. I hang up and my coin is returned. Then I try again. 26. What different tones can you hear on a phone? What do they indicate?
If I hear the ringing tone, a repeated burr burr, it means that the equipment is trying to reach the dialed number. I hold on and wait for the number to be answered. There is another tone, the so-called pay tone, consisting of rapid pips, and this instructs coin box callers to insert more money, otherwise they will get cut off. If this should happen to you, you will hear the original dialing tone and can start the operation all over again. 27. What happens if the number is unobtainable or you have misdialed?
If you have misdialed and it is not the person you wanted who answers the phone, you have to apologize and say, "Sorry, wrong number." If the number is unobtainable because the called number is not in use, a machine tells you to call Enquiries or consult the telephone directory for the correct number. 28. Where can you look up the number you want to call?
You can look up the number you need on the internet or in the telephone directory. 29. What happens when you've been put through?
When you have been put through, you hold on till somebody at the other end of the line answers the phone. He will say, "Hello, this is Mr. X speaking." Then you have to give your name and say who you would like to talk to. 30. What is a reverse charge call?
If you can't or don't want to pay for the call, you reverse the charge and the call will be charged to the person receiving it.